Okay, we started Hodu, and I was in the middle of telling over you what it says in the Siddur Agra on Hodiu va'amim alilosav. Alilosav usually connotes that there was some planning that was behind it, and a goodness that came out of that planning. So make known amongst the nations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gives good, he does it with a lot of planning, a lot of strategy that's in the giving. And we're giving examples. He's quoting from the Zohar over there that sometimes if somebody needs, let's say, to be punished or to have some type of an atonement, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will actually give him, let's say, a treasure. He'll give him a lot of money, or he'll give him, you know, a child, or he'll give him something that he wasn't otherwise supposed to have. The person will get connected to it, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take it away, and he'll feel pain. And that will be his atonement. So it's not that he actually loses something that he was meant to have, but that instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu having him, let's say, pass away early, or having any worse type of punishment, he gives him something and takes it away to make a punishment out of that. But it was all planned out already when he gave him that thing originally. And that's an example of alilosav, how when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us, he gives to us with strategy and with planning. Shirulo, zamrulo. What's the difference? Shirulo and zamrulo. So I saw a few different pshatim. One thing, shirulo could be, a shir isn't necessarily a song with a tune. A shir in Tanakh language may be, according to some of Farshim, just something more like a poem, like a planned out work, you know, that's meant to be said, and it's written in a poetic kind of a way, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it has a tune to it. And zamulo is with singing. So shiru, whatever Victor Miller says, is that you contemplate and you look for like the unbelievable things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, and you say it over in a planned out way of speaking with all the right word choices. But then also, that's not enough. You need zamrulo. You need to also sing. Because human beings, what arouses us is different physical activities. So for example, when somebody will dance, or if somebody will sing, or when we do hashtach havaya, when a person bows down, or when a person chuckles, all these different things are ways that a person kind of takes an idea that he has in his head that he contemplated on, the shirulo, and over here he's saying zamrulo, now sing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in that way you're ingraining it, embedding it into your heart and into your feelings. So, and we need to do that stage. Since we're human beings, we need to do the stage where we do physical activities to ingrain in us that contemplation that we had. Then there's like a stress. Shiru lo, zamru lo, that there's only one place that it's worthy to praise, one person, one place that it's worthy to sing about, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shiru only lo, zamru only lo. That's where all of our praises should go to. That's the source of everything. And sichu b'chol neflosav. A sicha is like a conversation, and it's something that's all the time. So make it that all day long and constantly throughout your life, you're always sichu b'chol neflosav. You're talking about the neflos, the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life and that you see around you, and those that he did for the Jewish people in the past and in history and throughout Jewish history. But it should be something that's a regular part of your conversations that you love to talk about. Like somebody loves to talk about their children, or they love to talk about the things that they love the most. They talk about it all the time. Their conversations will always go in that direction. So sichu, what should be where your conversation always goes, what you talk about, b'chol neflos, of all the unbelievable miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us all the time, that you notice them and you want to talk about them with other people. It doesn't say sichu bin neflosav, b'chol neflosav. And Rav Shteyman says that b'chol neflosav could imply all of the miracles, meaning you don't want to leave one out. We're going to leave one out because we can't know all the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, but everything we can think about since the beginning of time till now, make it that we've mentioned it, that we've spoken about it, that we noticed it. Or also, b'chol neflosav, tell the entire story. When you're looking at a miracle, it's not just the end thing that happened. Go back to the beginning of the story and realize how many things tied together to get to that point. It wasn't just that last chap when you noticed it. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu came into the picture. He was there from the beginning. So, b'chol neflosav, the entire story of the pella that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for you. another chilek between Shulo and Zamulo I saw, which is a different pshat, is the Yavitz and the Gra. Both say that Shulo is singing with your mouth, and Zamulo is when you add in musical instruments. And the same way that we said Shulo, only about Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zamulo, only about Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sichu B'chor Nefilos, and make that really the only thing that you talk about. That's where you'd rather your conversations be at. His Hallelu B'Shem Kodjo. His Hallelu doesn't say Hallelu, praise. His Hallelu, take praise, receive praise. So pride, we should pride ourselves, the Jewish people should pride ourselves B'Shem Kodjo, with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's upon us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to us, the Jewish people. Literally, just HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is in our name. We're Yisrael and Kel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is in Yisrael. Take pride in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu singles us out and is closer to us, and that we could see Hashem's hand in the Jewish people more than anywhere else. There's no room for humility in this area. This is something to take pride in. I'll say, I'm a Jew, but, you know, whatever, okay, I'm a regular person. No. That's not something that you're supposed to be humble about. It's Hallelu. Take pride in the fact that Kosh Bo is close to you, thinking for it, recognize it. Like we say, Ki Anu Amecha, right? And we pride ourselves in the fact that we're Kosh Bo's nation, we're his child, we're his sheep, we're his wife, etc. Take pride in that. Yismach Lev Mevakshe Hashem. Happy is the heart of those that ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So usually when you have to ask somebody for something that you don't have, you're not happy that you're asking them or at the time they're asking. When you get it, and if you get it, then you're happy. But when it comes to asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things and talking to him, it's different. Yismach Lev, just the fact that you're Mevakshe Hashem, just the pleasure of being able to ask Hashem, to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask him for things, that already puts simcha in the heart of those that are asking of him, regardless of whether they receive that thing or not. And also the simcha may come from their high level of bitachon, that they know that if I'm asking him, then it's going to happen, because he could do it. And when you put your bitachon on Hashem, then it can make it happen. That's a very high level of bitachon that we're not at right now. But that could also be a source of simcha, that you're already rejoicing over the fact that you're going to receive the thing that you're asking for, because you know that you're asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's similar to something that we mentioned in Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabbath of David, where David HaMelech is talking about how he's asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's begging him, Eilecha Hashem Ekrav, El Hashem Eschanan. And then in that same Mizmor, he says, Hafachta Mispedi L'macholi, you turned around my has paid him, like this sad situation, to one of rejoicing. He's already thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for saving him, because he knows that since he's turning to Hashem, then there'll be a salvation. So that's another reason why you'd have Yismach Lev, those that are Mevakshe Hashem. I think I saw it in the... I forgot where I saw this, but maybe in the Siddur Agra, that at least his Halu B'Shem Kodesho, yeah, this is in the Avnei Eliyahu in the Siddur Agra, that if it's worthy to take pride in just the fact that you're mentioning Hashem's name, like we said, his Halu B'Shem Kodesho, take pride in the fact that you mentioned Hashem's name, then definitely Yismach Lev Mevakshe Hashem, that those that aren't just mentioning a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, but they actually ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu for things, they especially should be happy. Okay. Rav Shteinman says, his Halu, what it's alluding to is the fact that when you praise Hashem, you become praiseworthy. So you're becoming praiseworthy. His Hallelu, become praiseworthy over the fact that you're praising Shem Kodesho. And also notice over here something that we've mentioned before too, that all we praise about a Kodesh Baruch Hu is his name. His name meaning how we see him within this world, how he reveals himself to us within this world. He himself we can't praise. There's no word that we can even begin to describe a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what we're praising is Shem Kodesho, not Kodesho itself. That we can't even begin. Dirshu Hashem v'uzo, bakshu fanav tamid is the next pasuk. So many different pshatim that we see, they could see on this. Dear Shu Hashem Ve'uzo, those that want to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's in two ways. Dear Shu Hashem is a tefillah, Ve'uzo, Uzo is a Torah. Like Hashem owes La'amo Yitain, Hashem Yivarechas Amo V'Sham, Hashem gave owes to Klai Yisrael, owes is the Torah. So Dear Shu Hashem Ve'uzo, you want to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's with tefillah and with Torah. Another pshat that we could see in this pasuk, the Gra in Mishlei, says this pasuk is alluding to what one needs to do in order to be a Talmud Chacham, to really connect with Limud Torah. And there's a Gemara that says that what should somebody do to have the Chachma of the Torah? So it says he needs to sit and learn diligently, very well, intensely, work very hard in his learning. And the Gemara says, well, a lot of people tried that and it didn't work. So the Gemara says, yeah, because he also needs to ask for Chachma from he who Chachma belongs to him. He has to beg Kodesh Baruch Hu to give him of his wisdom. So and if you, one without the other is not enough. Somebody needs to toil and work very hard on learning. And he also needs to beg Kodesh Baruch Hu to grant him that wisdom that comes from him. And that we see in the Pasuk, Dir Shu Hashem V'uzo. Dir Shu is to be Doresh, to learn very strongly and hard with a lot of amelus. Uzo is referring to the Torah. Bakshu Panav Tamid, and ask him for it always, like we ask for a Kodesh Baruch Hu in so many places in Tefillah, in Birchas HaTorah, in Avarabah, Lil Muralam, Lishma Velasos, in Atachonin, all over the place. We keep on referring back to our begging of Kodesh Baruch Hu to grant us of his wisdom of the Torah. So Dir Shu Hashem V'uzo, work very hard on learning, and Bakshu Panav Tamid, always ask him for that Torah. That's how the Gra, that's one of the things that the Gra shows in that Pasuk. I left something out that I wanted to say in the previous Pasuk. It said, Shiru lo zamru lo. And if you're not going to praise Hashem in those ways, at least talk about him throughout the day. If somebody's not going to daven, he's not going to go to minyan, and he's not going to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu long praise, at least talk about him, about the different things he does for you. So that made me think of, like, those, I don't know if you ever had these conversations with those Israeli cab drivers that don't necessarily, you know, keep things or do a lot of things, but they like to talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time and all the things that Hashem did for him. And that's very special, and that's also very praiseworthy and a trait of the Jewish people. So that's Shiru lo zamru lo, and at least, this is what the Talmud of Rav Chaim Yehuda Lajon says in the Sefer Menucha Kedusha, at least Sichu B'chon Neflosav, talk about him throughout the day. Okay, on the Pasuk Dir Shu Hashem V'uzo Bakshu Panav Tamid, I saw some other Pshatim though also. Did we see that Dir Shu Hashem, I mean, seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether he acts with you with Hashem, with the Midas HaRachamim, or he acts to you with Uzo, with the Midas HaDin, with the Midah of strength. So both of them seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu and come close with him, whether you're experiencing Hashem Midas HaRachamim, or you're experiencing Midas HaDin. And another thing it says in the Seder Gra is Dir Shu Hashem V'uzo, look and try to learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness V'uzo and his Hashkacha practice in this world to see Hashem in everything. Zichru Nufla'osav Asher Asa Mosav U'mishpatei Fihu. One of those three different things, Nufla'osav, Mosav, and Mishpatei Fihu. So one pshat that we see is Nufla'osav is his wonders, the miracles that he did. Mosav are his signs, like when Moshe Rabbeinu turned the stick into a snake, or his hand got tzaraas. And Mishpatei Fihu is the punishments that he put upon the Egyptians, like his punishments, his onshin. And it's Mishpatei Fihu of his mouth, because he warned them beforehand. He said that he was going to do it. Okay, we'll pick up from over here.